Sprawling on the fringes of the city in geometric order, an insulated border in between the bright lights and the far unlit unknown. Seems so one-sided, opinions are provided, the future's pre-decided, detached and subdivided in the mass production zone. Nowhere is the dreamer or the misfit so long. In the high school halls, in the shopping malls, conform or be cast out. In the basement bars, in the backs of cars, be cool or be cast out. Any escape might help to soothe the unattractive truth, for the suburbs have no charms to soothe the restless dreams of. Timeless for attraction, cruising for the action, lit up like a firefly, just to feel the living light. Some will sell their dreams for small desires, lose the race to rats, get caught into king traps. Start to dream of somewhere to relax their restless flight. Somewhere out of memory, lighted streets on a quiet night. In the high school halls, in the shopping malls, conform or be cast out. In the basement bars, in the backs of cars, be cool, be cast out. Be cool, be cast out. Help to soothe the unattractive truth, but the suburbs have no charms to soothe the restless dreams of you.
You know what? Everybody loves Jacob Moon. Seriously, he's one of those guys that, I don't know, people like for no reason. That's how I really feel. People like Jacob Moon for no reason whatsoever. JacobMoon.com is the website. That's his cover of an ABBA song. He grew up listening to a lot of ABBA. Are there any Canadians?
I didn't know I was attending my own roast today.
It is a roast.
I drove 40 minutes to get to the roast. It's amazing.
Does it really take you 40 minutes to get here? Does it really?
With traffic, absolutely. Yeah, man. You should see what I have to deal with in Hamilton. It's unbelievable. People know how to drive out there. It's crazy.
How are you feeling about being on the show every 2 years?
Yeah, every 2 years.
Is that enough?
I think that's just about right. If we could go to three, that'd be fantastic.
Jacob, we always like to talk to our radio people about the kind of stuff that happens in front of us that they can't see. First of all, the LaRavey guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Is sure. is a special, nice cutaway.
I've been playing this guitar for 16 years, yeah.
This is your baby?
It's a good one. It's the baby. It's the one that hasn't exploded yet on tour.
And, have you had exploding guitars? That would bring people to the show.
This guitar has exploded, actually, but it was successfully put back together by a team of surgeons, and I'm forever grateful because I love this guitar, and I kind of play it everywhere.
Nice.
Yeah.
What has been happening in your world? Before we get into the very first live song you're going to do, we want to find out about the things that are happening in your world. Tim, can you help him with the microphone, please? Because he's just destroying things, unplugging stuff. And
I'm just looking at the pattern, making sure that it's facing the guitar.
There we go.
That's it right there. There we go.
I was going to say, you're listening to Q.
Would you like to be a Q107 host? Like, if they came knocking tomorrow.
Q107?
Would you say, let's do this?
In a heartbeat. You know, there are times, that's a great question, Jacob, but I'm really glad you've turned the interview around to me, because it needs to be more about me. Sometimes I get tired of talking about spiritual stuff, and I just want to talk about classic rock.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You and I could talk about that. You know, you could co-host that show with me.
Oh, absolutely. All day long.
You could probably host the show by yourself, man.
Well, I don't know about that.
Do you have the chops?
Kim Mitchell couldn't do it. He couldn't keep the job. I'm not sure which one of his mortals.
See, I'm not even.
I don't even know what happened there, man.
Well,
they let him go.
Did he have a heart attack? Didn't he get like really sick?
He's fine, but he did. That wasn't
fine.
The reason.
Jacob knows.
That wasn't he's fine now, but that wasn't why they let him go. I think it was just a restructuring, corporate, short-sightedness. Because he's a great host.
How old are you, Jacob?
No, I'm not going to answer that. No, but I'm 30-something, no.
Isn't it on Wikipedia?
It's probably on Wikipedia. Yeah,
but why can't you talk about it? Do you feel old?
I'm fine. I'm 45, yeah.
And you have a woman and some children?
I do, yes. I've been married for 10 years.
Start of a country song. 10 years.
Absolutely. I've been married for 10 years and loving it. And my wife and I, we went to Hawaii in January, which was awesome.
Nice.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I highly recommend it. Anybody who's looking for a place to get away,
was it a
go
mission,
to Hawaii.
Mission trip? Was it?
It was, yes. I was a gig trip is what it was. I had a couple of gigs over there.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. And so
way to write that off.
Yeah, we just write the whole thing off.
Nice.
That's what we do. And now that we're home, we're renovating our third floor, and we're living in shambles is what we're doing, Drew. It's just like there's hammers, there's nails. I'm stepping on building materials every single day. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's the blues. I got the Reno blues for sure.
Tell us about your chillin'.
The chillins are 5, 6, and 7, and there's a
I forgot
little,
you
little
had
girl
three.
Who's 5. And
one of each.
The two boys, yeah. So
they're the oldest joke.
That's his favorite line.
Yeah.
But we, yeah, so 5, 6, and 7, and they're doing great. You know, they're happy, they're healthy, and they get to just, you know, run around like crazy kids
but
through our house. And
just summarize. I don't want to go through the whole stinking adoption story again, right? But
yeah.
Summarize it, because it's mushy stuff and people love it.
Okay, mushy. The mushy stuff is that my wife and I, we couldn't have kids, but we dreamed of having kids someday, and God answered the prayer in a different way. We basically were called to become adoptive parents, and we started adopting our first child, Gabriel, in 2010. We learned that he had a brother. And that maybe that might be a thing.
From the same mother?
From the same mother, exactly. And that was a year and a half later, he finally came home. So then we thought we'd hit the jackpot. We had the two brothers. But then we learned they had a little sister. We're like, how far is this going? You know, are we going to 8 here? What are we doing?
Yeah.
We decided we're stopping at 3. So Amelia came home a couple years later. It was a bit of more of an ordeal getting her.
Sure.
To join her brothers, but we finally got them all together under one roof.
So, good.
Yeah.
What's the mushiest song that's come out of you as a result of adopting three children?
As a result, I haven't written that song yet.
Really?
No,
you haven't had time now. You have three kids.
I haven't. That's actually part of it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I've just been trying to find a way to frame it in a way that would. And maybe it's. I mean, I'm always trying to write a song that would be applicable to you, even if you didn't share my specific circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I need to just write this specific song and get it out there, because I think there's other people who have experience as being adopted or experience as being adopted parents. Yeah.
So what's this first song we're going to do, Jacob Moon?
I don't know. I was thinking about playing I recorded a song for YouTube this week, and because like I say, we're living in shambles right now, and so this song came to mind, and it's a Nick Lowe song from back in the day. This is a song called I Live on a Battlefield. And it's a great little bluesy number that I think you think you'll enjoy.
I think everybody will love.
All right.
Have a listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, live in the Drew Marshall Show, our very good friend, Jacob Moon.
I live on a battlefield, surrounded by the ruins of the love we built, then destroyed between us. The smoke has cleared as I stumble through the rubble. I am dazed and seeing double, and I'm truly mystified with my new home. Is a shell hole filled with tears and muddy water, bits of broken heart all around. There is desolation, scenes of devastation, of love being torn apart. I live on a battlefield, one where not a single drop of blood was spilled. No less horrifying, sweet memory of a bygone situation, shattered, lord, and battered, lies scattered all around in my new home. Is a shell hole filled with tears and muddy water, bits of broken heart all around. There is desolation, scenes of devastation, of love being torn apart. Everything that can has gone wrong. It's gonna take spine just to carry on. Like a drowning man coming up for air, I'm looking for another survivor. I can't see one anywhere. Devastation of love been torn apart. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. I live on. I live on a battlefield.
Jacob Moon on the Drew Marshall Show. Well done, Jacob Moon. Well done, young man. Megs, I didn't hear you clapping.
I heard her.
Megs, was Megs clapping?
In her heart.
Big time.
She was clapping in her heart. She was. Jacob, covers versus originals. You know, you're at the point in your career where I think everybody wants to hear both from you. Mm-hmm. What is the one requested original that people have?
Yeah, I think it's probably a song that I recorded a few years ago called Live a Little. People like that one. They like Great Beyond, a song that I recorded a couple years ago as well on a live album.
Did you do that one on the roof as well?
No. The Great Beyond. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. No, I did. I did
the
for,
video
yeah, from
on the
Roots
roof?
Music Magazine. I think I did a rooftop thing for them. That's right.
Because we posted that as your video this week.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hopefully you have six more views.
You're digging in there to the random basement videos there. Because, there's definitely videos that have been seen more, but that's definitely a song that people have requested.
No, dude, that's had tens of thousands of views. I mean, it's not like the one we just played of Rush, 470,000 views, Jacob Moon.
Is that right? Is that what it's up to?
Do you have any commercials on that yet? Are you monetizing that baby yet?
No, you can't monetize a song if it's not yours.
Oh, that's right.
But,
you can, but you can share. Don't you share the revenues?
Well, the way it was set up when I first posted the video in 2007, that was not the case.
Right.
May be different if you posted a video now of a cover song.
Because Rush isn't going to sue you now that they've invited you to perform that song at their induction into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Well, no, it's never a question of lawsuits. It's just whether you can share the profits of a video that features somebody else's intellectual property.
Right.
Intellectual
property. That's an oxymoron.
Victory.
See what I mean? Moron. Do you still play pubs or anything like that? When was the last time you played a pub where no one listens?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, where no one listens. Yeah, my gosh, it's been a long time.
You remember those days, Jacob?
I do remember those very well. Yeah, absolutely. They would put me in a corner, right below, the television playing the hockey game.
Yes.
Right? So you think people are watching you. They're really not. No. And then there's a dartboard, right here. You know what I mean? Which is sending the wrong message, I think.
It is.
Musicians.
Yeah.
And then you sort of, you just have to kind of play and hope that people are listening. And usually they're just not. They're there to do other things.
Yeah.
They're there to, So, but they're not there to, I don't know what they're there to do. I don't go to bars.
Libations.
They do something. But they don't come to listen. Unless it's a stage, lit, it's the only lit thing in the room, then you got a shot maybe at getting over. But
I think the people that go to the bar, they're the things that are lit in the room.
Well, listen, I went to Starlight in Waterloo a couple months ago to see Ron Sexsmith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his band play. Now, Ron Sexsmith is a world-celebrated artist, right? He's played Massive
Hall. So why was he playing there?
I don't know.
He owed somebody a favor.
But there was a bunch of people sitting down watching him, and then there was a couple of rows of people in the back standing.
Yeah.
And all the standers were talking, except me.
During Ron Sexsmith?
Yeah. And I just couldn't even fathom. I was like, no.
Did you kneecap him?
Oh, man. It took a lot of a lot of self-control to not say something.
Jacob, what's the last award you won? Because you've won some.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever the last one is, it's probably the last one. Let's face it. I mean,
are you done now?
No,
are you retired?
I'm just kidding. No, I mean, the awards. I don't know. What did I get an award for?
Did you get a Jesus Award? Or what are they called?
Yeah, the GMA Awards. Yeah, for a Christmas album I released a few years ago.
That was really good, actually.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
I just don't like Christmas albums.
Uh-huh.
The last Christmas album I really liked was James Taylor's.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
That's a really good
one.
And
then I liked yours.
And he recorded that for the Hallmark people and then later released it as his own record because it was such a success. He kind of did it, I think, for the money initially. And then eventually we were like, okay, no, this is actually a good album. You should
it's
release this
album.
On your own.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff. We're going to get you to do another song here, Jacob Moon. But before we do, tell all our listeners about the time you met Gordon Lightfoot.
Well, Gordon Lightfoot...
Because I'm very, very jealous of three things about you.
Okay, now.
Number one, you have hair.
Preach.
Listen, could have hair too.
Is it the Head Club for Men? Or are you not only a member
of
the president?
It's not how, as Gary Shandling said at the
Grammys. Really going to quote Shandling?
Yes. This is the week to quote him because his jokes live on.
Yeah.
He, rest his soul, he said, it's not about how we feel about our hair. How do we feel about our hair on the inside? So it's
nice.
I like that.
Okay, so number one, you have hair. Number two, you married up. You really did.
Well, sure. Yeah. I don't deny that.
And number three, you met Gordon Lightfoot.
Yep. I mean, lots of Canadians have. Everywhere I go, you can't swing a bat without hitting somebody who dated Gordon Lightfoot, hung out with Gordon Lightfoot, you know, did his floors, whatever it was.
I have had nothing to do with Gordon Lightfoot. Why?
Okay, well, I don't know.
Maybe wrong, might be that restraining
slightly
order.
Slightly wrong generation. You're just young enough to not be, like, in that wheelhouse, I think, maybe. But I do meet a lot of older people who definitely have hung out with him. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But he's a great guy, and I got to meet him at when they celebrated his music and his life at a 3-night thing at Hughes Room that they do every year. And I don't know if this is the last year or what's going on, but they've been doing it for 14 years. Yeah. Jerry Nash has been heading it up.
Yeah.
And I came in to do the two songs. I did Ribbon of Darkness and
Ribbon of Darkness over me.
And it was great. He walked in right in the middle of Ribbon of Darkness, and he heard me do my impression of him, which is exciting.
Hold on. So were you on stage when he walked in?
Yeah, I was.
Were you performing his song when he walked in?
Absolutely, yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was pretty surreal. But I'm pretty sure he heard me doing my impression of him as well when he walked in.
Yeah, like vocal? Like
yeah, I did. I was just trying to entertain the audience. I don't know. I'm in the wrong tune, but I'll show you this evening.
Hold on. Hold on. I got to get the right thing pressed here. Okay, go.
Well, okay, so just preface to this, my dad was a huge Gordon Lightfoot fan, and I heard so much Gordon Lightfoot growing up that I, at a very early age, I developed a fairly accurate impression of Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot impressions at 13?
At a very young age, yes. 13. And if there was a lull in conversation at the dinner table or anything, I would just break it out.
Hey, everybody, watch my son.
Yeah. Just to annoy my dad because he thought that was sacrilege to make fun of Gordon Lightfoot. But so anyways, I would sing stuff like this. Like,
Stundown, you better take care. I find you sleeping down my back stairs. Stundown, you better take care. I find you sleeping down my back stairs. I can see you sitting there setting dress. Sundown, I think it's a sin. I get feeling better when I'm losing the game.
Whatever words are. You get the idea.
All you have to do is slur.
Yeah, so that's a little Gordon Lightfoot there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gordon Lightfoot on the Drew Marshall Show.
Really, that's your two kind.
Whew. Dude, you gave me a shiver, man. A shiver.
Did I give you the Gordon Lightfoot shiver?
That's the closest I'm ever going to come to Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's a very sweet guy, and I got to meet him afterwards, and he said, hey, way to go, way to sing that song. He said, it was a different take on Ribbon of Darkness, but I really, really liked it, and great job.
So. Ribbon of Darkness over me.
Yeah, which I didn't know, I didn't know that song before I had to do that event, so I YouTubed him, and that's one of the ones that came up.
Was really?
Singing that on the Johnny Cash show in, like, 1950-something, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah,
fresh-faced Gordon Lightfoot, no beard.
No alcohol.
He's whistling through the song, is that what I recall?
Yeah, he was. He totally was.
Songs, Roger Whittaker and all those guys, yeah.
Hold on. There's a song that he does on Dream Street Rose, Brown album. There's a red rose on it.
You're a good whistler. Yeah, they did that. Right.
What up?
All around old Cape Horn, ships of the line, ships of the morn, some who'd wish they'd never been born, they are the ghost of Cape Horn.
Yeah.
How do I know this?
Beautiful.
I can't memorize scripture, but I got Gordon Lightfoot lyrics down pat.
And you know what? Trent Severn did that song, which is a group of three girls, M. Griner, so that was they did that song. I think. Yeah,
wow, I'm getting shivers. All right, listen, I'm going to let Jacob just set up, and I want to read to you all a few things. First of all, you're listening to the Drew Marshall Show, and we have Gordon Lightfoot in the studio. Listen, platinum-selling rock superstar Gowan comes to the Rose Theater Brampton on April 22nd with a career that spanned over three decades as both a solo artist and lead singer for Styx. Gowan has dazzled audiences the world over. Get your tickets now at rosetheater.ca. Ezekiel 49 Bread contains certified organically grown sprouted grains for an active life, for a healthy life, for your life. Head to the freezer section of your local grocery store to find food for life, a family business since 1964. I just want to ask Jacob, do you eat Ezekiel 49 bread? Have you had that?
No, but I love Gowan. Right. Fantastic. Since I was a kid, like I saw him when he was 13. When I was 13, and he was playing doing Strange Animal at Center in the Square. Fantastic.
You're a strange animal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought as the health food guy that you are, you'd be eating Ezekiel 4-9 bread.
I need to know all more about it.
Certified organically grown spread grains, dude.
Yeah. It's what, ten bucks a loaf?
It's good.
So listen, Camp Mineoe in Muskoka, situated on beautiful Lake Mary, Mineoe seeks to develop tomorrow's leaders through life-changing adventures in God's creation. Visit campmyw.com today to check out all the amazing activities and programs awaiting for you and your kid this summer. Probably more for your kid. Whether you've been married for 25 years or 1 year, divorce is never easy. Dividing your belongings, the finances, sorting out custody of children and support payments is a stressful and complicated process. You've got enough to deal with, so contact family lawyer Dawn Bennett and let her guide you through that process. Go to bennettlaw.ca. Do you want to enhance your spiritual life? Well, don't listen to the Drew Marshall Show. Find the latest books on faith and spirituality at faithbooks.ca, your source for the latest resources and everything from prayer and grace to hope and doubt. Get inspired at faithbooks.ca. One of their authors is on our show each and every week, and this week it's Rob Bell. That's today. Easter Seals Ontario is a registered Canadian charity that provides programs and services to kids with physical disabilities in Ontario. Easter Seals relies on the generosity of you, public donations, to offer its programs and services. Together, we can make a difference for kids in the community who really need our help. Please donate today at easterseals.org. Joining us for live on the Drew Marshall Show, which again has been sponsored by Easter Seals Ontario, helping kids with physical disabilities succeed, easterseals.org, is the one and only Jacob Moon, and he's about to perform another song. What are we going to do, Jacob?
I'm going to do the song that I wrote for my wife. This is the mushy one.
Is this the one that you wrote for your wife when you guys weren't getting pregnant, and then you walked in to the day one?
No. That's a different Wrote for My Wife song. Yeah, that's called End of the Road. Which I could do that one later if you want.
No, just tell us the story. That one makes me tingle.
Oh, okay. Wow, tingle. If I'm making Drew tingle, then we're on to something here. So the story with the End of the Road was I wrote this song while we were trying to have kids. Nothing was happening. There was silence. There was just, we weren't
silence.
To do.
That's the problem.
Well, silence in terms of we prayed to God. Oh, we didn't have any answers. We didn't know what was next because the doctors were saying no, probably not. People prayed for us for a miracle, and we just didn't know what to do. So anyways, we kind of hung in there, and part of hanging in there was having this song come to me, for me anyways. It's called End of the Road, but I wrote for Allison and for anybody who's been waiting for kids for a long time. But that's maybe a good introduction for the song when I'm going to play the song.
No, I wanted to hear it right now.
I'm not going to sing it right now because I tuned up for this other song.
I know, that's okay.
So it's
that's
a different tuning.
So what's this song all about now that you've bored us with the details of the other song?
So this one's all about life. And how to live it and how to seize it, seize the day, seize the cheese, as they say.
Seize the cheese?
Yeah.
seize the
free! But seriously, on a serious note, my wife is a cancer survivor. She got cancer a couple of years ago and made it through with the grace of God and with some very talented doctors in Hamilton. And so I wrote the song before that happened, but it's kind of taken on a different meaning since that happened. It's because it's really all about once the doctors say, okay, you're better, and they send you home, now the decision comes, how are you going to live? Are you going to live in fear that this is coming back?
Yeah.
Or are you going to live fearlessly the way we should? And so this is a song to encourage us to do the latter.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Jacob Moon.
Things were ending. Said our goodbyes to what was gone. We fell in love, not comprehending the journey we were on. Think of all the years before I met you. I can't account for all that time. I say it now before I forget to. I'm so grateful that you're mine. We both wear our share of scars, Some say they never fully heal. That's what keeps us real. Now we're gonna leave all those cares behind and live a little. You've seen my light on after midnight. You've heard me stir at break of day. Well, I look back someday in hindsight to say I worked my life away. If our days are heaven sent, if heaven truly can be found, can we find it now? Hey, forget about our yesterdays. So now we're gonna leave all those cares behind. They're burning off the last light they've got just to see if we can live a little. Let's find it now. Hey, forget about our yesterdays, 'cause tonight we're gonna leave all those cares behind. Just to see if this love was all it's promised to be. Maybe this is our time to shine. Why don't we live a little?
Jacob Moon on the Drew Marshall Show. Jacob Moon. So, listen, what is the go with your God thing? Because like, I talk to real artists, and they say they know you. And I thought you were just in, you know, swinging in the Jesus League.
Is that what you thought after all this time? How long have we known each other?
Know,
are you just saying that on behalf of the audience?
I'm just saying
that on behalf of you?
No, because you're, look, I chose you today for our Easter special because you got a good Jesus thing going on in your world. But also, you're a real dude, and real people who are real musicians like you. For example, Coco Love Alcorn said to say hello today.
Oh, she's a sweetheart, yes.
She was going to come in today, but we got our wires quassed. We got our wires quassed, Bob.
Yes, yes. Wested arrangements.
My wage.
It's a safe
way. All right, we've all seen Princess Bride.
So we have to do it.
Anyway, do most of the real musicians in the real world at the real bars know that you're a real Jesus guy? Or do you keep that secret?
Do I keep it secret? Oh, yeah. No,
it's turned into church lady.
I did. Just there. I was, wow. Could do a whole half an hour like that.
Who do you blame for that? Oh, I don't know. Maybe Satan? Anyway.
Yes. No, I do not keep a secret. And I think it's probably the reason why I don't get certain gigs. Like, I applied to all the folk festivals. And I think they're confused many times. They're like, are you like a gospel artist? Or are you a folk artist? Or are you a rock artist? Or what do you do exactly? Or what am I getting into by booking you, kind of thing? People who see me live, they know what they're getting into. They know that it's an evening of entertainment.
But all they have to do is a bit of research. Watch a few videos. Look at your...
This is the age we live in now. That's right. But I think mostly... what I'm talking about there is probably just
lazy people.
People who hire their friends. So I haven't necessarily hired... Not unless you played for everybody in that world. I think there's a lot of people in that world that know what I do, largely because of the subdivisions thing, mm-hmm, right? I mean, mm-hmm. when you get that happen where you're actually sharing the same room with people like, you know, Rush and Ron Sexsmith and Sylvia Tyson and all these kind of the hoi polloi of the music business, then there's a chance to have a conversation about it. But I remember having a conversation with somebody about it right afterwards, and she basically said, like, you know, did you want like a record deal? Did you want like a career, like beyond being an independent musician kind of thing? And she asked what I was doing kind of thing. And I said, well, I'm out there promoting myself. I'm booking my own shows. I've got my own publishing. And she's like, she kind of listened for a long time. And she's like, yeah, you're basically doing everything that you should be doing. Like, I wouldn't even recommend trying to swing for the fences and get a, because it's just the wrong climate. It's the wrong time to get that happening. And so I've never really met the sort of the wide cross section of popular musicians in Canada that I would like to, I think, because of the fact that I've chosen to remain in Canada, do it my way, do it independently, and support my family on music. Because I think the minute you step out and you say I'm going to be a musician that tries to get a record deal, if you try and fail, or if you get a record deal and you fizzle out, no one ever wants to hear from you again.
You're untouchable after that.
You're kind of untouchable. You become that class of people that you don't. If you're an independent, you can kind of continually grow your career. You never have to decide your precise niche in the temple of fame. You can always be improving, kind of thing. And so, so that's the path that I've chosen, and it covers secular venues, it covers church venues. As a Christian, I play in churches. I do advocacy work for Compassion Canada, for International Justice Mission, and that brings me into church environments all the time.
Sure.
And so, but I also like to play. I like the idea that the music could be good enough to be considered
real music
to be booked at the Rose Theater, for example, or to be booked at Oakville Center or whatever it is, and some of those things have happened, which has been great.
Good. Sorry, my brain went two different directions there. Can you tell? When I start drooling is when that happens. You has your Jesus journey changed?
Yeah, I mean it probably has. I mean I over the years I've tried to kind of. I mean, I was definitely saved into the environment of like a Pentecostal church, and it was very much about the experience, the charismatic environment was one where you gather together and you have worship events, and your faith is very much tied to the community that you're worshiping in,
right.
And it's become much more of an interior journey, as it should, I think, as you grow. Yeah. I think that's appropriate when you're a teenager, you know, to kind of join something that's bigger than yourself and to let that inform your faith. But as I've gone onwards, it's definitely become more of an interior thing, and it's become more of a listening thing. It's such a noisy world, and my world is so noisy that I'm like the thing I want most every day is to find a few minutes where I can just listen and just be quiet and see if I can hear God's voice in the silence, which it's
hard. How's that working for you?
Yeah, I mean, always room for improvement. But I try to attend anytime there's like a Lenten prayer study that's happening at my church or at a local church that I don't belong to, I like to go to it and see if I can learn something about Celtic prayer, about the prayer of the mystics, you know what I mean? And just see if I can dig deeper into a more contemplative life. Even though I'm a public person and I'm very active, I seek to lead as contemplative a life as possible.
You keep studying that stuff, you'll be opening for Steve Bell.
Well, yeah. And that's happened before, too. Yeah. Listeners may not know, but Steve Bell and I are very good friends, and I love anytime he's in town to play with that guy. He's awesome.
Speaking of in town, in a few weeks, Martin Joseph will be performing here on the Drew Marshall Show.
Nice. I opened for Martin Joseph in Calgary, and very nice man.
He's a very nice man.
Yeah.
Very, very nice man. Mm-hmm. What are you going to play now, Mr. Jacob Moon?
Well,
by the way, that last tuning, was that open tuning?
It was open E tuning. Open E. Yeah, exactly. Open E.
Remember that, Tim? Every song I played at the ranch.
Yes.
E. Let me guess what song that's in. E.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this is from the new album, which is the kind of a collection of songs that I've released on previous records, and some of them not so much. This one's called Emmanuel.
And I like
this
song.
It's a good for this Easter season. It's also kind of it's good for Christmas, too. So it's good for either season, but it really tells the story of Christ and what he came to do and what he came to achieve and why we need him more than ever.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Jacob Moon.
I'm amazed when I think about the way you came into this world. Not in glory, but hidden in the womb of an unmarried girl. No big parade, no banners high, just a lone star blinking in the night sky. Just bright enough that a wise man would know where you were. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, you were born darkness, the light of the world come to dwell. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us in the rubble and dust. Emmanuel, a babe dressed in rags, not in robes, was all that your mother could lend. And you wore these same simple clothes when it came to the end. King over all, Lord of the earth, only you knew what it was worth when you gave everything so the I'd come home again. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, you were born into darkness, the light of the world come to dwell. God who is there would be here in our hearts once again. Emmanuel.
Really pretty song. JacobMoon.com is the website you want to go to. JacobMoon.com. Jacob, you're actually to blame for a few things. First of all, we do an hour showcase of various recording artists on our show, and you're the one to start that. So thank you for many, many years ago impressing me enough with what you do to think that there might be others.
And there's so many.
There's so many.
So many.
You know what? There's actually people that are better than you.
Absolutely.
I didn't think that was possible.
I don't doubt that.
I just wasn't sure about that.
You don't have to look too far.
No, stop it. All right, just before we change direction a little bit here, I just want to give you the option. Would you like to do another song, or do we want to play another song from your...
You know what? I would love it if you play my newest song called Love of Mine. Just look for that on...
All right, we're going
to
do that.
Jacob Moon. And that's the song I devoted to my wife as well after that sort of cancer journey. Happened, and hopefully it gives some hope to some
Are you
folks
really
out there.
This kind of in love, or is this just to make good music and make people swoon and buy your stuff?
Well, you know what?
It's not this easy all the time.
No. But she does inspire me, and she inspires a lot of not just music, but just if you watch this woman, you know, she bounced back from cancer to form a business that's incredibly successful called Face Your Space. She'll come in and organize your home.
Oh, I need
one of
them.
If you're totally like disorganized, you got to redo the basement.
Yeah.
If you just can't face it, she has a business called Face Your Space.
I like that.
And it's really cool. So I just watch her and I can't believe it. I don't know if I would be quite as courageous as she has been in the face of this kind of adversity. So yeah.
Well, never mind facing someone in space. I mean, I can't do it.
Like, right. When facing your space.
I can't even face my own space. Yeah. When I face someone else's, no way, not a chance.
Yeah.
Well, Jacob, listen, I wish you the best. People, if you want to see this man in concert, track him on his website.
Can I just say
Facebook.
One thing about that?
Please
that
do.
There's a concert coming up for folks who are fans of my music, but also fans of Mama Maggie. She's like the Mother Teresa of Egypt. She goes into the slums and ministers to kids there. She's a nun there, and she's incredible. She's going to come to speak, and I believe it's going to happen at Rexdale Alliance on May the 12th. And so you can search for that on Facebook, and you'll find the events. It's free. So come on out to that. I'm also doing like a looping clinic. I do a lot of live looping. I didn't today, but I do that.
Explain to the rookies what looping is.
Looping is where you record yourself, and the what you record keeps going, and you can layer sound on sound to make your guitar sound like a whole orchestra. And so, or your voice,
which exactly. Coco Love Alcorn is very
She's
good at.
Very good at that. Yeah. Absolutely, yes. And I would love to have her do a clinic as well at some point on what she knows. But I'm going to teach what
I
know
met
about
her.
It.
Is at the clinic?
Oh, is that right? All right. At the clinic, yes. The other clinic, yes. We all know what that one is all about. So when are you going back there?
Yeah, stop it.
No, but she's great. And so this is April 7th in Hamilton. Come on out to the Gasworks. I'll be giving a clinic. It's a Thursday night. Easy to get to. American Idol will be over by then, so you can come on out and just check it out.
Is that still on?
So, yeah. I think it's the last season, yeah.
Yeah, last season.
Two more shows, is that right? Something like that.
The last show everyone will tune in for, I guess. Eh? Who's in the lead this year? Does anybody know? Anybody
you know
care?
It's going to be? It's going to be LaPortia. That's who's going to win it all. I make this declaration right here. LaPortia is going to take it all.
She took it away from LaQuanda?
Yes, exactly.
LaFerrari, actually.
All right. Listen, Jacob, again, appreciate you being here. It's nice to have somebody who actually loves Jesus do our music on our Easter special. So thank
My
you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Drew.
Thank you. We're going to go out with one of Jacob's tracks here on the Drew Marshall Show, Love of Mine.
If you believe, you'll live again, and you're not afraid to see the end, to choose love. When you're bruised and scarred, it takes the strength of a broken heart. We'll never understand the timing, tragedies and silver linings. Love of mine, if I could take you away, leave it all behind, ease your pain, though it might take road.
This is where